Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Merengatang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All fellows with monkey sounds in there and called go.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Welcome into Danny and Dusty. No Dusty. It's a Will Ortner edition. Jeff Russ behind the glass here on this, let me check the watch, Wednesday afternoon.
You nailed that.
You like that? Yeah, no, that's all in one. If you're watching on YouTube, you saw me go, oh, that's right, I'm in a different spot right now because I changed over here so it's easier for me to see Rusty, because the way we built this studio, we didn't factor in whoever sits in the other chair and the angle of our monitors. If you want to use the monitors, which I think I'm the only one who does.
No, Rob uses. You're talking about the chair.
In my chair.
Oh, in your chair? No, Dirt does.
I think Dirt does.
Does Dirt? Okay.
Dirt does.
Because it's always moved out of the way when I get in. And
he moves it.
Sook definitely doesn't.
Yeah. It's a bald guy thing. The bald guys don't use the in-house setup.
You
we use
the
our own
laptops.
Yeah, we got our laptops. I think he's got like an iPad thing, I think. I don't know. He makes a lot of money. He's got fancier things than
when
the
you
rest
do that for
us.
20 plus years, you can do that.
Yes.
That's kind of how that works. But if you're watching on YouTube, you saw me, number one, almost knock over my energy drink. Number two, forget that, pull my mic over. Number three, throw my mic cover on, of which somebody tried to tell me the other day was theirs, and I almost killed them.
You had to kill someone?
Almost.
Well, why?
Because they're like, no, that's mine. I go, No.
Who claimed it was theirs?
They remain nameless. I'm not going to throw them under the bus right now because they have eschewed their wrong.
They apologize.
Thought process. No, they just they left because it disappeared for 2 days, and I was like, where the hell is my mic cover?
Well, you know they're known to walk off. They
well,
do
no,
have
like,
legs.
We all have our own.
Yes, we do.
We all have our own. Mm-hmm. Now, back in the day, we did not. It was a community mic cover.
Yes.
Which
and then COVID.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what happened was I got hired, and then everyone got their own. Yeah. They're like, we don't want to share with that guy.
But that Will guy is pretty gross.
Mine's the only one that has a flat bottom. It literally just sits over the top of it.
Yeah.
Like, the other ones all kind of, like, tuck in.
Mine's got a little tuck-in thing, although mine's almost ripped off. So we're almost to your
stage.
There
you go. But that's how I can always tell mine. And mine came out of the box. Like, Dusty and I think we were the first ones to do a show in here because I don't think the morning guys were in here when we first did the show. I think that's what it was.
Potentially.
I think that's what ended up happening. There was something that happened in the morning or something.
Well, it could be. Or maybe they just didn't want to start things off with, you know.
Break it in the morning?
Typically, even when we had engineers here, they weren't here that early.
Yeah, did Crazy Eyes want to get up at 6 or would he prefer for the first show to be at noon?
I think that's
what
it was.
I wonder which one it was.
But I say all this because that's when I grabbed the new mic cover, because when we first moved in here, we were in where Dusty's office is now. It's kind of funny that it's come full circle that we're all in that. Like, we started in that office. Now that's his actual office.
Right.
But yeah, no, I he said potential thief of my mic cover, he tried to accost me and something that was his. I'm like, no, sir. No, mine's the one different one. It has been there from the jump. How dare you? Well, but this is not the bigger whodunit.
Oh.
Because we have a mystery abounding, and one Brandon Sprague.
Oh, yes. It's been a big deal. He might still be here.
So they were here recording some stuff, so they had their best of ready to go for golf, which we'll talk about, which is less than a week away out at Langdon Farms.
Yep.
Quick little promo. Go to 1080fan.com. Click on the Fan Golf Classic. There's a few morning rounds left. That is it. They stayed a little bit later, so I normally we don't get to see each other because they're out of here at 9. I usually roll in around 10:45 to 11. So I was like, oh, what are you doing here? Blah, blah, blah. Talk for a little bit. He's like, all right, I got to go. So I start prepping in here. I go back out there 20 minutes later, and Sprague is in the bullpen area with the sales guys, hands turned up to the sky, like incredulous.
And I'm
like,
he was frazzled.
I was like, what is going on? He's like, where is my sandwich? Who took my sandwich? And unfortunately for one morning producer, Jason Swigard, every sign appears to point to Swag being a sandwich thief, and we need to figure out what may or may not have happened here.
Well, what makes me laugh is I was watching Sprague like look for his sandwich, and it's the same as when I'm subbing in like a kindergarten, first, second grade class. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, where is your pencil? You had the pencil earlier. Where could it be? And you start seeing the kids look in all the places where it couldn't be. Mm-hmm. At one point, we have a couch out there. He was looking under couch cushions.
Yeah.
He's like, is my sandwich in here? Is it over there?
Well, I mean, look, the likelihood of somebody taking it and putting it somewhere just to screw with him, very high.
Yeah,
very high.
But it would be still in a spot where, like, all right, that makes sense.
Would it?
It would be so obvious if it was underneath that couch.
I mean,
it's not like it's.
It's true. It's not a broken room there.
Right. This isn't
very firm.
Right. You haven't been sitting in this couch for 20 years there's a nest in it. Right. No. This is. It would be obvious there was a sandwich there, and for him to be looking underneath, and then he was like yelling, blaming the sales crew of like, where could it have been? Do you guys know? It's like, no one knows, man. Someone ate it, and that's okay. You know what we need to do? Cameras.
I mean,
it's the only way. Could it?
Well, if only we had an engineer that could access the footage.
I was saying,
do we not have access to the cameras anymore?
Do you know how to get in them?
I know how to get into the room.
Yeah, well, the room's open. Like that's a thing that's happened. But with Mr. Joseph no longer here, that is something I don't know if we have access to. But I know we have cameras.
Someone has to have access. I mean, has this turned into like?
Well, I mean, somebody somewhere does probably. The regional or national office, they could probably remote into it.
I would love for that to be an email that had to get sent. Like, hey, Mr. Head Boss.
We have a missing sandwich.
I know that you are running multiple stations right now and multiple regions, but can you please find my bologna sandwich somewhere?
Can you find the sandwich here? Because
sandwich.
Well, I mean, look, it's also about content because we've done it a couple of times where, one, we had the crazy person on the scooter who tried to fight me in the parking lot. I had to pull the video on that.
Oh, yeah.
The infamous DoorDash thief.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember the DoorDash thief.
Yeah. She took a picture of the food on the ground and she grabbed it and left.
But was she hungry?
I don't know. But she, whatever it was, like, I was like, it shows delivered. And I'm looking around. I go to, you know, the people that were then in the other building or the other floor that, and I was like, hey, did you guys? No. And I had Joey run the tape back and we saw her take the picture of it on the ground, pick it up and walk back away with it and steal the food.
What a brilliant move by her. Well, until you get caught.
Well, no, she got fired.
Well, yeah, I would. Like,
I got
would
an email
assume
that
so.
this employee has been immediately terminated and will no longer be a part
when
of the company.
You steal,
mwah.
Right? Well, when you steal, you probably should be fired.
Look,
right?
Man,
that's probably
if
not
she
an
had
okay
been
thing.
Like, look, I'm struggling. I need some food. You know what I would have said? Take it.
Right.
And look, and it takes a lot to say that, but like if somebody really needed it, it wouldn't have bothered me.
Right.
Like it genuinely would not have bothered me. But to just do that, to take the picture, to get my hopes up.
Oh, well, she had a game plan.
That's nasty.
She knew what she was. I bet you're not the first person that she's done that.
Oh, no.
And I guarantee it.
I because of the hours that I keep, particularly during basketball season, I have some horror stories from food delivery stuff. Like, it's just the things you cannot fathom. You're like, how is this physically possible? But I also have some awesome ones where I had a Uber Eats, I think at the time we were using.
Yeah.
When I was at NBC, a dude named Legend
A government name?
Yeah. Dropped off my food. That so I rocks. Get the text, legend is about to arrive with your food.
That
and I was
rocks.
Like, damn right he's a legend. Because he was bringing food for the whole crew. So I think I ordered Thai or Chinese food from a spot around the corner from NBC. Yeah. And when we would watch a game, we would all watch it in the control room. There's like 6-7 of us in there.
Right, right, right.
And I was like, screw it. I got us all tonight. Yeah. And so legend dropped off like, you know, $120-$150 for the Thai and Chinese food. So
dude,
it was
that's
like,
fantastic.
But I was like, yeah, no, that's I literally screenshot the text just so I could keep it for later. Cause I'm like, this is awesome.
That's
you know,
great.
The balls necessary to name your kid legend.
Yeah, I mean, you got to hope that they live up to it. But I think you could tell, right? Like, if the kid was kicking early or something, like, that, you can do it. It's like, I've always wanted to name my kid Tank, but I'm fearful because I'm so much more, I am abnormally large compared to the rest of my family that I'm worried that I would name my child Tank and then they would be little, like the rest of my family. Mm. And then that just wouldn't be as fun. But Legend, I think, could still work as a small child. And you would just have to be a legend in a different way, either like a good hang guy or someone who's always picking up the check. Maybe you're doing some outlandish responsible drinking stories, stuff like that. I think legend can play no matter the size.
Yeah, but I mean, look, you can also become not so legendary. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Old legend over there really living up to the tale.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, it's like,
yeah, yeah. Well, look,
that's tough.
If you're naming your child one of these bold names, you really have to trust that they are going to live up to them. Because that is the problem with the fancy names now. Because this is happening a lot. As a elementary school substitute educator, there are times where you meet kids and you go, what's your name? Why are there 3 X's and 2 Z's in your name? Is your father Elon Musk? What's happening here? And so if you are going to go the abnormal name route, you got to hope that they earn it or they live up to it. So that way they're remembered the correct way. Right. Cause like, yeah. You don't want to have the
what's,
crazy
what's
name.
What's the weirdest name you've, or most, like, what are we doing here? Name that you've had so far.
I can't name it because okay. It's so abnormal.
They would know immediately.
That you know it immediately. I'm not going to name it, but let's just say, it is a name that fits this child. Like, if I told you the name,
and
you would
picture,
immediately,
like,
I wouldn't even have to show you a picture.
Oh,
I would
that,
say
that.
Paint from memory or give me your best idea of what this kid looks like. And that kid looks and acts exactly the way that you think.
Mm.
It's one of those where as soon as I heard the name, I was like, oh, this might be a problem for me as the his educator today. And it was a problem for me.
I, you know, the wife and I were looking at, you know, a baby name and stuff like that. And I was like, we're not going to be one of those couples that does something really weird, right?
You guys should.
Like,
I think it'd be great.
I was like, we're not going to do something like crazy, right?
Do like an Obi-Wan?
Yeah, we're not going to go, like, we'll go mildly.
So like
creative.
So you could do like an Alex with 2 X's or something. So original, but also not.
Yeah, just even then, it always feels like the people that like when you spell Kaylee like K A L E I G H. I'm like, I don't like that.
It's
I don't
like
you.
Like every Maddie that I've ever known spells their name differently in some way. Mm. There's not one Maddie that I know that spells the same as the other one.
Single D.
They're M-A-D-I, M-A-D-D-I-E, M-A-D-D-Y, M-A-D-D-I. It's
a lot of Maddies, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of Maddies my age. But remember, like, if you're a Madeline, you're also Maddie. If you're a Madison, you're also
again
Maddie.
Not names. There was not a single Mad anything with anyone I grew up with.
Well, I think there was a run there where like James Madison got really popular, probably because of Hamilton. And so they're all getting
everywhere.
They're like, hey, it's a new name, Madison.
The girl's name that was dumb popular when I was a kid was Katie.
Yeah, lots of Katies. Lots of Katies.
The literal billions of Katies. It was just like, I think my graduating class probably had like 15 or 16 Katies. It was
Hannah's
just like,
big. My age as well.
I only had one.
Hannah. Lots of Hannahs. I knew three or four Hannahs that I graduated with, and then I knew another two or three in the grades below and above. They're Hannah's galore. Hannah's heyday, the prime of Hannah is probably, what, that 96 to 2001 time frame. That's when a lot of Hannahs were being born.
Okay. Well, speaking of names, how about Lord Stanley? You like that one?
Ooh, I love Lord Stanley.
Great name.
Got a great cup.
This is the one time a year where hockey will lead the show. Stanley Cup Finals come to a close, and ladies and gentlemen, USA, 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 USA. It stays here. So we'll start today's show with the Florida Panthers beating the ever-living crap out of the Edmonton Oilers, and then we won't talk about hockey again for another 6 months. Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Florida Panthers beat the ever-living brakes off the Edmonton Oilers in Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals 5-2-1. One man and one man only, Sam Reinhart. Four goals, he just couldn't stop scoring. And the thing that the Edmonton Oilers wanted to do, get out and play fast, they just couldn't get done. And the Stanley Cup will stay in the United States for the 32nd consecutive year.
Yeah, well, it was clear early on, right? Like, we talked about this series where Florida just wants to smother you. They have a bunch of frontline players that if you had them on your team, you would love them. If Tkachuk is on your team, you'd love Matthew Tkachuk. If Marchand is on your team, you would love Marchand. If Bennett was on your team, Barkov, all of these great players, if you had them on your team, you'd love them. But because they're on someone else's team, you hate them. Mm-hmm. They play gritty. They play dirty. They're not afraid to hit you after the whistle. They're going to get in your face wash you, right? They're going to bully you until they get into a position where they can score and win games that way. Where like Edmonton, it's a much prettier style. They're quicker. Draisaitl is unbelievable. And the only person that is better than him in hockey right now is his own line mate in Connor McDavid, right? Just absolutely beautiful handles throughout the entire series. And it just feels like with Edmonton, they fought all the way back. They were able to, you know, even up the series at four games. But once Florida got those first two goals in game five in Edmonton, it just kind of felt like it was done.
It's like, that's it.
They leaned on him. What it is it's North Dakota State does this perfectly in football, right? They're ground and pound. They're running. They're leaning on you. They're just letting their big hog mollies wear you out. And then by the third and fourth quarter, they run away with football games. That's what this Panthers team did in this series. They leaned on you.
Because
they
if
beat
you look
you
at
up.
The stats, it doesn't. It's not crazy.
No.
It's not this overwhelming force. The shots were 29-25 in favor of the Oilers.
Right.
So, I mean, 25 shots, 5 goals. Woo, buddy. That's a shooting percentage.
Well, it's also just making the most of your opportunities, like finding a way to get quality looks. And it's clear Edmonton had to do something to try and stop Marchand, because Marchand turned back the clock. Yeah. I don't know what he was getting into.
He's
I don't know what he was doing.
One of the best playoff performers in modern hockey.
100%.
He just does this seemingly every time.
Oh, yeah. Well, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Remember? It was like, hey, I'm telling you right now, Marchand's going to have a big goal, and it's going to win a game for them. It ended up being a couple games, right? And what I didn't realize until probably about game four, game five, is how Florida was able to manipulate the cap. So understand, with the NHL, it is a true hard cap. Yeah. But what they can do is, when you have a player get hurt, if they miss a significant amount of time,
you get it prorated.
Right. Yeah. And so you can go in and sign guys. And so what Florida was able to do is they were able to make the trade for Marchand and go and get former Portland Winterhawk Seth Jones. Congratulations to him.
Who's a hell of a player.
He's a beast and already a strong defensive group. You add in one of the better defensemen
in the league.
In the league, right? Yeah. And one who can actually get a point or two when you need it. So they were able to go and sign those two guys while guys like Tkachuk were out. I believe it was Barkov as well.
But Barkov or Reiner, I can't remember which one was banged up.
They had a couple guys that were out, and so they missed basically all-star break until the postseason, and then they can bring them back in the postseason because now the cap doesn't matter. Yep. Vegas has been notorious for doing this as well.
They were kind of the first to really test the limits of it.
Right.
Because they suffered a bunch of injuries early in the season, and they went, what if we do this? And then all of a sudden, they just exploded, and you're like, oh, this team is just dumb deep.
100%. And that's what this Florida team is. And then you also have the best postseason goalie in the NHL right now. Like, I would link it similar to how Jonathan Quick played when he was
the two years with the Kings.
Because those Kings teams, they weren't really good enough to win the Stanley Cup final if he doesn't play on his head. He's not the best goalie.
He has two of the best Stanley Cup playoff runs as a goalie ever.
Oh, it's unbelievable. He'll be a hero for my Uncle Tim for the rest of
Tim's life. I'm a Kings fan, and I was like, I was locked in on that. Quicker was unbelievable.
He was the best goalie for two playoff runs, and it got them Stanley Cup finals. And now Bobrovsky's doing the same thing, but he's got an even better team around him, and you have a front office that's really smart and understands the cap, and they're able to make moves. And then the Matthew Tkachuk story, he's playing with a torn abductor.
So for those that don't know, the injuries that come out after the Stanley Cup finals of like what guys are playing with, as Will just mentioned, Tkachuk had an adductor that was literally ripped off the bone, and then he also had another lower body injury.
Hernia, I believe.
Yeah, it was a hernia, I think. And it's like, so this guy, his core is jacked. Mm-hmm. And yet he's going out there on millimeter thick blades, flying around, beating the hell out of people, being aggressive, back checking. Mm-hmm. I mean, his game is physical.
And he was still awesome.
Yes.
At 50% of whatever he was. Awesome.
Unbelievable. And that's the thing. I mean, when you get into this last game where they win 5-1, the hits are the shots and the hits both favor Edmonton. The faceoffs were 28-25 for Florida. There's only two penalties. The problem was there's 12 penalty minutes for Edmonton. But block shots, it's 15-17. The problem was the giveaways and takeaways.
Right.
The giveaways for Florida were 18, where it was only 10 for Edmonton. So if you just showed me this, I'd be like, yeah, Edmonton probably won this game 3-1. They probably the Panthers probably capitalized on the power play because that's what they do. But this is probably a game we're looking at a game 7 now.
Yeah.
But instead, because Reinhart was just an absolute monster, the cup stays in the US for the 32nd year, and here we are.
Right. Well, and look, like, monetarily, and just for the good of the game, like I had money on Edmonton. Honestly, I did. It felt like I believe it was 08-09 where it's the Red Wings and it's the Penguins, right? Mm-hmm. And the Red Wings are at the very end of what they're doing, and the Penguins are at the very beginning, right? Yeah. And so they get to the finals. They're close that first year. They're not able to get it done. They make a couple key changes defensively. The next year they get back, and they're able to finish it off. It felt like, especially with how Skinner had played going into the final, and how
he got yanked.
Right, but remember, he really played fairly well.
Yeah, he did.
Games 1 and 2, where he started to have his struggles, were 3, and he gets yanked in 4. No, he gets yanked in game. Yes, he gets yanked in game 4. In the middle of game 4, Pickard comes in, and Pickard shuts the door down. They're able to come back. But it felt like Skinner had finally taken that step up, because the saying always was, you've spent so much money on McDavid and on Draisaitl that you're weak everywhere else. And you're especially weak at that goaltender position. So if you can get Skinner to play slightly above average, you have a legit shot at finally bringing a cup home to Canada. And he was above average. Mm-hmm. He was one of the, I'd say, top 5 goaltenders in this postseason with the way he played, right? And that's against guys like Hellebuck, that's against Binnington, that's against guys like Ottinger. Mm-hmm. These great goaltenders, and he looked like he was on par with all of them except for maybe Bobrovsky.
And then the finals.
He turns to a pumpkin.
Yeah. And that's Chuck usually Midnight. That's usually the story of the Stanley Cup, is who's got the hotter goaltender.
Oh, 100%.
Like if you're giving me the field or the best goaltender in the playoffs, mm-hmm. I'm going to take the best goaltender, because I've seen it happen time after time after time.
Right. Well, and it's also...
Hot pitching in baseball. It's very, very, very similar.
100%.
It's Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling. It's like, good luck.
Right. Right. It's why you don't see... it's why it's rare to often see repeat champions. Yeah. Now, the Lightning did it just a couple years ago. Well, the Lightning were able to do it because they had a goaltender that not just got hot 1 year, he got hot for multiple years. And now you have a guy in Bobrovsky in Florida that has been hot for multiple years, but he also, what's not talked about enough, or at least a point that I want to highlight on, is the defensive ability that not just the defensemen have for the Panthers, but the forwards
their
do
wings.
As well.
They're back checking. Their defensive ability. Like they're not liabilities. Like they are legitimate two-way players.
And that's why they're like, as good as Bobrovsky is, he's even better. He takes a step up and a step forward because the guys around him are putting their body on the line constantly, and they're not afraid to sacrifice. Hey, I might not score as many goals in this series, so that means I need to put my body on the line to block shots. And again, it can't be highlighted enough. Hockey players are different, right? They play through so many different
injuries.
You
showed me the picture of Bob's hand.
And his glove hand.
His glove hand. It is broken, bruised,
stitched.
Split open. There's like 20 stitches across the palm of his hand where he very clearly missed the puck. Mm-hmm. And instead of catching it in the webbing, he caught it in the flat spot of his glove. But from the look of how it's burst open, it definitely looks like it was a clapper that got him. That ain't a wrist shot that he caught there.
Right.
Which is weird, because we don't see many one-timers or clappers all that often in the NHL anymore.
If it's not Ovechkin.
Yeah, I was saying, you take Ovi out of the equation and the numbers just plummet. He's the only guy who hits one-timers consistently with any regularity or consistency anymore.
Right.
But they're just built differently. And, you know, again, shout out America for making Canada cry again.
Yeah, well, we're just the best that was ever to do it. We wake up in the morning and we pee excellence. You know what? Maybe they'll join us here soon. Maybe one day we'll let them win one.
All right, coming up next, we are a week away from the NBA draft. There is a poll out now on Danny and Dusty on Twitter. I have retweeted it. The station account has retweeted it. Who do you want the Portland Trailblazers to select if they do indeed draft at the 11 pick? We've got the initial tallies are up. I think we've got well over 100 votes already. So we'll dive into that next. Who do you want to see as a Portland Trailblazer next week at the NBA draft? First, here's the Big Kahuna Sports Center update.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The NBA draft is now just a week away. Next Wednesday, 3 hours? No, 5 hours from now, the NBA draft will be underway a week and 5 hours. And the Dallas Mavericks will be on the clock and undoubtedly select Cooper Flagg. And then the San Antonio Spurs, barring a trade, will take Dylan Harper. And then after that, who the hell knows? We talked about this a lot yesterday as far as the intel stuff. It does sound like if the 76ers stay there, one of the more likely outcomes is them selecting VJ Edgecombe, the Charlotte Hornets taking Con Knipple, the Utah Jazz taking Trey Johnson. That seems to be, if not consensus, the way folks are moving. What gets interesting is what happens really 5, 6, 7, and 8, and what that ends up doing to where the Blazers are picking. Mm-hmm. If the first five picks go that way and the Washington Wizards are on the clock, there's a couple different ways that they could go. I've heard they like the idea of Kaman Malawach. Mm-hmm. I've heard that if Ace Bailey does indeed fall there, do they look at that and go, hey, that's the best player available, despite some of the intel stuff and despite some of the workout stuff? And when I talk about that, Ace's maturity is a little bit in question. And then his agent is only letting him work out for one team, and that is the Philadelphia 76ers.
So I have some questions about Ace.
Okay, go.
Because it's clear that they have an idea and they have a game plan, and his upside. There's a reason why going into this draft, before any of the intel went through, there's a reason why he was a top three player. Is he getting bad information from an agent? Does he have a bad game plan and that's what's setting people off? Is it bad workouts?
Well, he hasn't had any workouts.
Didn't he show up to the combine?
Well, he went to the combine, okay. But I believe his workout with Philly was yesterday afternoon.
So why are they so focused in on Philly? Is it a thought of, like, he fits best there?
I'm a top three pick.
And I'm not going to go one or two, so I'm going to go three. Have we not learned from Shedeur Sanders?
There's a little bit of that to this, I think. I think he's definitely getting some bad advice. I think that his agent is not doing enough to downplay or get out in front of some of the negative intel. And just there's a reeling suspicion, I think, among teams of, yeah, the talent's there, but again, it's like feel, IQ. His production was pretty decent at Rutgers, but it didn't really lead to a ton.
It wasn't a good team.
No, and you can say, like, well, what about Dylan Harper? I'm like, well, Dylan Harper, the things he was asked to do, he did relatively well. Mm-hmm. Like, in the, in the professionalism, the maturity, the feel, the IQ, that none of that stuff's in question. Not one bit.
Like, right.
He is undoubtedly the second best prospect in this draft from an evaluation standpoint. There's nobody, I don't know anybody that disagrees on that. So look, and this, a lot of this is your best guess and everything that comes with that. And, you know, Ace could end up turning into an absolute stud. But as of right now, the questions that are there, and they're going to very likely cause him to fall. But does Utah at five get a phone call from New Orleans? They went and got the draft capital from the Pacers. They gave them their 2026 first back. They got the number 23 pick to pair with number seven. Mm-hmm. Is that enough to move up to number five? Like, do the Jazz go, hey, you know, our guy might be there? Or are they worried about Washington going, hey, we like Trey Johnson, we'll take him at six? You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind right. of situation you put yourself into. And there's just so much variance that can happen from 6, 7, 8, and really even 9, because if the Toronto Raptors, as weird as it sounds, it definitely feels like they may have the most momentum to trade for Kevin Durant, mm-hmm. and they hold the number 9 pick. And the number 9 pick would almost undoubtedly be a part of that deal. One of R.J. Barrett, Emmanuel Quickley, Jakob Poeltl, and the necessary salary, and then the number 9 pick for Kevin Durant. Well, now, which way do the Suns go? Because they've now got a point guard type in either IQ or another wing guardish type in R.J. Barrett, and then a big in Jakob Poeltl. Well, now do they go, oh, we're going to double down on bigs, and we're going to take Kamen Malawach at 9 if he's there? I don't think he'll be there. Or do they go, hey, at 9, we like somebody who's a little bit more ready-made, and we want Carter Bryant just to kind of be the guy that we thought Tumani Kamara would be. You know, a low-usage defensive player with that kind of profile.
I have questions about him, too.
Who,
because
Carter?
Yes, okay. Because he was a part of the poll question at Danny and Dusty mm-hmm. on X. There were three players in there. There was Jakan Chunas, Carter Bryant, and I'm forgetting the other one.
I said you're a coward, then I put other for people to reply with.
Right. So Carter Bryant, I watched him at Arizona a couple times this year. Highly athletic player. But you go through and you look at stats, right? Not a ton of points, 6 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block. How do evaluators take his athletic potential and turn it into their draft evaluation? Because I get why evaluators would like him from an athletic perspective, right? I understand all that. That he's a freak. He's super long. He's clearly athletic, plays great defense. Mm-hmm. He has all the makings of being a pure athlete, but I didn't come away being like, oh, that guy's a sharpshooter. Mm-hmm. So does he have the bones, and if used properly, he can turn into a guy who can become a strong shooter? How do you identify a diamond in the rough like him, or find the traits that you're like, yes, these will fit in today's NBA?
So there's a lot of different markers you can look at, both from the physiological standpoint and on the production standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
So give me a second. My thing had to refresh here. Let me pull Carter Bryant's up, the synergy data up real quick.
No worries.
Not a ton of Carter Bryant's in college basketball, so it's very easy to find him.
Right.
I say that, and then I went right past him. So last year, Carter Bryant, I'm just pulling up his shot data real quick. On all field goal attempts, he shot 45.8%, 56.8% effective field goal percentage, which is
that's
relatively solid.
Pretty decent. And he is in an offense, to be fair to him, Caleb Love's going to have the ball in his hand, and he's going to shoot a lot.
It was a very veteran-laden team where his offense was, you're going to work as the fourth or fifth guy. Like,
100%.
You're going to be the hustle guy, the energy guy, the cutter, transition, and spacing to the corner, knocking down.
And he did that exceptionally well.
Yeah. So last year, on 105 attempts, he shot 31% on threes. Unguarded, of which he only had 22, he shot almost 46%. Guarded, he shot 33%. Those are incredibly good indicators, but it's still such a small sample size.
Mm-hmm.
So going back 7, 8 years, the math behind weeding out and filtering out noise in productive jump shooters was 750 attempts.
Okay.
It's closer to 500 now. Like, we have a better understanding of, like, the markers of where it's at. So in college, he has 105 threes.
Okay.
So he's a fifth of the way there, basically.
Right.
So is this a flash in the pan? Maybe. But the other side of this is, like, that's a decent amount of volume. And when you watch him shoot, you go, okay. Like, that.
There's good technique. There's good form.
I'm not looking at that going, you got to change this. You got to change this. He's got to speed his shot up. You know what I mean? Like, it's, he's not flying off screens like, you know, prime Ashton Kutcher lookalike. I'm totally blanking. Kyle
Oh,
Glover.
Yeah.
God, I could not remember Korver's name every second. He's not flying off screens like Kyle Korver.
Right.
But he can space to the corner and knock down threes. Like, I trust that he'll be able to shoot in the NBA.
Okay.
But there's also some physical correlations. He's got a plus wingspan. He's got plus size.
Mm-hmm.
What's very interesting is, I've referenced this podcast a few times. J. Kyle Mann of The Ringer did about an hour with the president of P3, Sports and Science. The training facility that does a ton of mapping. And
it's their geography. Version of Exos, right? Exos is the football place. Everyone goes down to Arizona. You spend $20,000 and you train for 2 months.
And you get measured. In the NBA, it's actually very, with basketball training, it's actually very different because of the things they talk about, like ankle flexibility, shin angle.
Right.
Like the things that like markers of like very, very, very high level NBA players tend to have.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian's the kind of guy that does very well in that. But he also brought up something that I found very interesting. There was not a direct, but a pretty strong correlation of NBA players who have a vertical over 40 inches and them not necessarily being the best NBA players.
Just because they rely too much on their athleticism?
Not necessarily. It just wasn't a direct link to being productive because...
Okay.
While it's great to have, certainly, it's more important of like how fast do you get there? And the number that they referenced, or the player they referenced, was Nikola Jokic. His top end vertical, not great, but his ability to get off the floor to that spot, better than almost everyone.
Because he's quick.
You start getting into very, very, very minute things.
Right.
These niche traits or skills.
Yeah.
But like because I think something they said like 1,200 players have come through there since 2005 or 2006.
Mm-hmm.
They have so much data now that they're able to be like, okay, these are these markers that are truly incredible.
Right.
Guys like Zach LaVine, James Harden, Luka Doncic, Jaden McDaniels. Like they had one, they actually have it on their website. If you go to P3's website, they show the difference in like 3 weeks between Jaden McDaniels when he got there and Jaden McDaniels when he left. And it was like, oh, they were able to unlock stuff in this guy, and holy crap, the fluidity of movement just went boop through the roof. And you're like, yeah, because he had these markers of this, this, and this. And it gets very interesting because every team has their own set of analytics. You know, not every single player goes to P3, but they go through some sort of that kind of testing. And you start diving into this stuff and you kind of go, who do you like and who do you kind of go for? So I want to get into this here real quick, and we will revisit this later in the show. But again, the names that are up there, who do you want in the NBA draft? Kasparis Jakaciunas, Carter Bryant, Cedric Howard. I put Howard on there because I know a lot of Blazers fans like him. I don't think any team is going to take him in the top 12. I could be wrong. I like him, but I think he's a guy that's probably looking more 15, 16, 17, 15 through 20.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's a little bit older. The pride of Willamette University, and Eastern Washington and Washington State. So he's got a lot of local.
So he's transferred, you say?
Yeah, there you go.
Mm.
And then I have an other, and you can reply in the comments. There's 229 votes. I don't want this to sway anybody else, but I will tell you right now, Kasparis Jakaciunas is leading the group at 34.5%. Carter Bryant at 30.6%. Cedric Coward at 19.7%. And other at 15.3%. You can go to at Danny and Dusty on Twitter and vote. I retweeted it from my account. The station account has also retweeted it, so you can find it there as well. Again, we are a week away from the NBA draft. Who do you want to see? And like I said, we will revisit this and we will kind of dive into those players a little bit later. But coming up next, there's a little bit of news. Is the rich get richer in the NFL? And is this the kind of thing that we'll see around the NFL more and more as the structuring of potential title winners really is starting to take light in the modern era of football? We'll get that next year on Danny and Dusty, 10 of the Fan.
It's time for the Easy Play, brought to you by HomeZ, making home improvement easy.
Going after the first pitch, a high rising fly ball at the wall. Grand slam! Number 27 from Cal Raleigh is a big one.
Aaron Goldsman there on the call as the big dumper hits home run number 27, the Grand Salami for the Seattle Mariners. Will, you were pretty excited about this. He has now hit more home runs than anyone not named who?
Ken Griffey Jr. It's like he's top five in home runs before the All-Star break. Griffey has the other four seasons.
That's pretty damn good. It still ain't 54% winning percentage, though. This easy play brought to you by Homesy. Use Homesy's online calculator to estimate your project instantly. Make it easy. Call Homesy. That's H-O-M-Z-E. Homesy.com. Well, in a world where the rich get richer, former Packers cornerback Jaire Alexander and Lamar Jackson's former Louisville teammate has joined the Baltimore Ravens and adding to what has been a pretty good lineage of Ravens defensive backs.
Yeah, I mean, this is a smart move by Baltimore. Hey, you can go out and get Jaire Alexander, a guy who's been a multiple-time Pro Bowler. And yeah, he's a little bit disgruntled, but if you can get him properly gruntled, right, and he's leading towards the same path as everyone else, the type of locker room that you have built in Baltimore, I mean, Harbaugh being the leader of men, he can get him on the right path. You just took a position that you weren't weak at and a side of the ball that you were extremely strong at, and you've just made it that much better. Like, I love this move by the Ravens. I also love this move by Alexander. You've moved to a defense where you have others
around you.
Don't
have to be the guy.
Right. You don't have to, but you still can be. Like, he's a good enough guy.
Yeah. No,
if he gets locked in on the right path, going the right way, he could take this team and he could be that final step up.
Yeah.
Because this has been the best regular season team in the AFC the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. I understand that the Chiefs had a better record than them last year and that they have faltered in the postseason. But they're right there.
No, yeah, it's Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo. Like that's the three teams we look at just continuously with Cincinnati if they can get things right because again, quarterback play. But you look at what the Ravens have done, and we know the identity. No matter who's in charge, the one through point is with Harbaugh coaching and the legacy of the Ravens, they're going to, even with Lamar Jackson and them leaning more into offense, their defensive identity is going to be there. And the problem was last year they were god awful against the pass. They just were. I think it finished 31st in passing yards allowed. And yes, it's not necessarily yards, but when you're giving up the most yards, you're also probably giving up chunk plays, which chunk plays lead to scores, and that's kind of the math behind it. But it's very easy to point at the Baltimore Ravens and go, what did they think they needed to address? And they went secondary. Why? Because the first two picks they had in the NFL draft were their secondary. They took Malachi Starks at 27. They took Nate Wiggins at 30. That's the Georgia safety and the Clemson cornerback. Later in the draft, they took two more corners, and then they added Awuzie on top of already having Marlon Humphrey and Kyle Hamilton.
Right. Well, and the beauty is now is you can probably, with Alexander and Wiggins there, you can throw Humphrey into the slot, and now all of a sudden your nickel package looks fantastic, right?
Yeah, who are you attacking there?
I don't know who I'd want to go after. Maybe Jaire, and you're hoping that he's still a little banged up, because that's always going to be
the problem
knock
with
Jaire.
Not even just Jaire, this secondary.
Can they stay healthy?
Hamilton and Humphrey are both guys that have picked up knocks, and you kind of go, yeah, that's going to be a problem. Because I remember talking to Dusty, the first 8 weeks of the season, because the Ravens were struggling against the pass. And I'm like, I don't understand this. Mm-hmm. You've got Roquan. You've got pass rushers. You've got two really good guys in the back end. Yeah, you maybe don't have the best secondary in football, but at every level, you've got an all-pro.
Right.
Why the hell is this defense doing this? And it was just like, make this make sense to me. I've talked about this a lot in the NBA, strongest link versus weakest link.
Right.
And it would appear that the weakest link for the Ravens was absurdly weak, and that was what led to so many fundamental breakdowns for them and getting gashed on the big plays.
Well, and also to be fair to that secondary, they had a run there where it was like, I can't remember the exact run, but it was about 5 or 6 weeks to start the year where it's like, oh, you go Mahomes, Allen, I believe Burrow was in there as well. I think the worst quarterback they faced was Minshew, who ironically enough had one of his better games.
Yeah.
So while it was a weak link, it looked much worse at the beginning of the year as opposed to when you start looking at their stats at the end of the year, because they had kind of figured it out and they learned to play with each other. And you have to remember, too, they lost probably the best defensive coordinator in football at that point in McDonald. He had left. He took the head job at Seattle.
And there's going to be a transition period. We all kind of knew that. But this is also what comes with being a very good team. When you're a very good team the year before,
you make adjustments, you move.
And you have a tougher schedule.
Yep.
The Ravens are going to have a tough schedule this year. The Chiefs are going to have a tough schedule this year. The Bills are going to have a tough schedule this year. That is the point of the churn, is that if you are consistently good, you are going to have a consistently tougher schedule based on last season's kind of build out.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean like a team like Jacksonville can't figure it out and get hot, and all of a sudden what you thought might be an easier team, or the Raiders or the Patriots, teams that struggled last year. Mm-hmm. That's why you see those worst to first pop up so many times, is because those schedules get a lot softer for those worst teams and allows them to kind of go out and do that. And we saw that with the Commanders. Mm-hmm. The Commanders' schedule was not that great, but we also saw them in the NFC title game, so they were better than that too.
Don't be shocked if you, like, every year there's a team where you go, wow, why'd they take a step back? Well, it's because they did really well last year, and now the schedule
is a lot tougher. Now you've got 12 games on your schedule. You're going, oh, crap, as opposed to 8. Way.
Right. Yeah. And with this Ravens team, obviously the division that you play in is going to be tough. I feel like when you look at it, they have to be the clear one in my eyes.
Yeah.
Like, they should probably win that division. But would I be shocked if they got knocked off by Cincinnati or Pittsburgh? No, not really. Right? It is
and it's not a knock on the Ravens.
No.
It's more of a, no, this, like, the AFC North, the NFC North, and AFC West, those are the three best divisions of football.
Right. And because you are the Ravens and you have Lamar Jackson, guess what? You're going to play the Chiefs at some point. Or, you're going to play
you're going to play him.
You're 100%.
And you're going to play Burrow twice.
But I pulled up their defense right now, and you start looking at it, it's a solid defense. They just have to stay healthy. And you are relying on some older guys. Marlon Humphrey, I'd throw into this. I'd throw Kyle Van Noy into this. Matt Ibike, even a little bit of, you got to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. You got to hope that they stay healthy, or they're healthy at the right time, at least for the defensive unit. But that is a solid defensive unit as you look up and down. Matt Ibike has been fantastic the last 2 years since he joined Baltimore. Obviously, Kyle Van Noy, we know what he can do. And I think it's unspoken, or at least it's not spoken enough about what he can do as a defensive leader, having been on long runs back when he was in New England. I think Marlon Humphrey is a great leader as far as, like, he has fun. He keeps things light. He's had a career year last year. He had 6 interceptions, ended up being 3rd in the NFL. But the one that's always going to stand out to me is Kyle Hamilton. When that guy is able to play at the peak of his powers, I don't think there's anyone in the league right now that can match up with him. When you talk about Hamilton, you have to compare him to other big safeties that could also cover, like, a smaller safety, and that's essentially Sean Taylor and Cam Chancellor. Kyle Hamilton, what they ask him to do, no other safety gets asked to do that. He is asked to play in the box, and if needed, come up and be a run stopper, as well as be that last line of defense, cover tight ends, cover guys like Travis Kelce, cover guys like Sam Laporta, cover guys in that division at tight end one-on-one. And you don't ask most safeties to do those three things, and he does them all at an extremely high level. If he can stay healthy this entire year along with the rest of that secondary, you're going to see the Ravens right back where they have been in the past. And don't be shocked if this is the year where they finally take that step, right? They finally take that next step, especially if that offense can stay at what they've been playing at. I mean, shoot, I know Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes, and he is the best player in the NFL. But the best quarterback the last 2 years has been Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. The stats back it up. The only thing he hasn't done is win when it mattered the very most. And that's not always all on him. The offensive game plan 2 years ago in the AFC title game wasn't great. But you've had the best statistical quarterback the last 2 years, and now you have maybe the deepest defense, if not the deepest one of, in the NFL. They're loaded for bear. They're doing everything they can to try and take the next step forward.
Which is what you want to see when you're in that title window. All right, coming up next, let's go to same faces but in different places. The biggest impact transfers in all of college football, and one of them is right here in the backyard at Oregon. At least that's how some folks say. We'll get to that in hour number 2 on Danny and Dusty, 10 of the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.